Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Audio bandwidth for the weekly Daily Gizwiz is provided by the new WinApp for Android, featuring wireless sync and one-click iTunes import. Now with free daily music downloads and full-length CD listening parties. Download it for free at winamp.com/android. Video bandwidth for the weekly Daily Gizwiz is provided by CashFly at CacheFly.com. It's time for the weekly Daily Gizwiz with Matt's maddest writer, Dick T. Bartolo. This is episode 1341, recorded November 19th, 2011. The weekly Daily Gizwiz is brought to you by Ford, featuring available sync with My Ford Touch. Sync with My Ford Touch gets you to your destination with integrated turn-by-turn directions and directional arrows displayed on screen. Check it out on the new 2012 Ford Focus and at Ford.com/technology. And by Netflix. Watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on your PC, Mac, iPad, iPhone, or TV instantly. All streamed directly to you, saving you time, money, and hassle. For your free 30-day trial, visit netflix.com/twit. And now, get ready for Dick. I know what you're thinking. What the hell am I going to do with the next 25 minutes? I've got an idea! You could listen to jingles.
It's time for the Daily Gizwiz with Dicky D. It's time for the Daily Gizwiz with the gadget of the day for you.
If you've been listening to humorless podcasts daily, or even once in a while, you should not listen to the Daily Gizwiz without first consulting your healthcare professional. Discuss your general sanity with your doctor to ensure that you are healthy enough to engage in comical activity. If you experience chest pain, nausea, or any other discomfort during the Daily Gizwiz, seek immediate medical help. The most common side effects of the Daily Gizwiz are headache, facial flushing, upset stomach, blurred vision, bluish vision, greenish vision, paisley vision, vision loss, balding, receding hairline, blurred hair, bluish hair, greenish hair, paisley hair, loss of feeling, extremities, loss of limb, leprosy, cataract, ringing continental, and warts. In some instances, those who listen to the Daily Gizwiz report dizziness or even death. If either occurs, call your doctor right away. If you experience jocularity that lasts for more than 4 hours, although rare, it is important to seek immediate medical help. So remember, make the Daily Gizwiz part of your day.
You'll be mad you did.
So it's time for the Daily Gizwiz with Dickie Deep and Leo 2. It's time for the Daily Gizwiz with the gadget of the day for you. Just add water, you're through. It makes its own gravy.
It's true!
Well, that's all the time we have for our show. Thank you all for being here. We'll see you next week. Wow, that's a long
jingle. Take care. Bye.
Holy cow. Hello, Dickie D.
Well, how are you, pal?
I am just fantabulous. You've had a wonderful week, and we're going to talk about it. But you reminded me we've got to put the sign up.
Exactly. The JIT, the just-in-time sign.
Just-in-time sign.
Late.
There we go. Right there.
Ah, perfect.
Perfect.
Very good.
Now we know it's
wasn't that high last week? I sort of remember that.
You know,
it
does seem a little oddly placed, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think so. I think it should be just down
a little lower. All right. How about that?
That's better. There you go.
Now you look like Fatima.
This is good because, this is good because you don't have to worry about lip sync.
How are those lips syncing? All right, let's see here.
They are syncing fine. Sinking deeper and deeper.
This is the official sign. We'll put it right.
Okay. Oh, there we go. Now
we're cooking.
I feel like an important person.
Yes. The weekly Daily Gizwiz is on the air. So, Dick, this was the week. This was the last day, the last week for Regis Philbin on Live with Regis and Kelly. And, you know, this is one thing Dick and I share in common. We both worked that show. We've worked with Regis, you with Regis and Kathy Lee, I with Regis and Kelly. And you were invited to the last show yesterday. How was that?
Yeah, it was really great. At gizwiz.biz on my blog, I put some photos. It was only an invited audience, so I was very thankful that Michael Gelman invited me.
That's so sweet. I'm really glad that he did that.
And they brought back every segment producer they could find, and some of the old stagehands that I knew when I was there, and let's see, Donald Trump and Dr. Ruth Tony Danza.
There you are with Dr. Ruth.
Yes, Dr. Ruth. I was tempted to say anything new in sex.
Dick, there's nothing new under the sun. She's tiny, isn't she?
She is small. Yeah. As a matter of fact, when they were serving cake, I just used that hat and I put the plate on her head, and it was great.
Now, here's the audience. So this is filled with celebrities, people who worked on the show.
A lot of NBC people were there.
I see Donald Trump on the right there.
Right. Katie Couric was there. Diane Sawyer, all the ABC news people. And dozens of crews from other stations. We had cameramen up both sides and across the back doing feeds for their own shows.
It's a huge story.
It really is. And the funny thing is, you know, I was thrilled to go, but I ended up being teary-eyed because meeting so many people and, you know, there were no real guests. Well, the mayor came on and he said Regis is such a spokesperson for New York City.
He really is, yeah.
Yeah, he gave him the key to the city. And but, you know, I love
Regis. Here's a great shot of Donald Trump's hair.
Yes.
Is that really Donald Trump's hair in the way?
I believe it is. He was about three rows in front of me, so I thought, well, I'll shoot them in Donald Trump's hair. It looks better from the back. He should talk to people facing away from them.
And there's the amazing Kreskin with Regis.
The amazing Kreskin saying to Regis, I seem to know you from someplace.
You look familiar.
He's now kind of the semi-amazing Kreskin.
He's the clueless Kreskin. Katie Couric with a Hirschfeld picture of Martin and Lewis.
Yeah, because they evidently did an hour special. And this is what reminded me of you. Katie Couric was saying that she never did an interview where a person was more willing to talk. Nothing was off-based or off-grounds to talk about. He was up for anything. And he mentioned that he loved Ronan Martin, watching them live. And she got a Hirschfeld original Martin.
That's so neat.
Gave him it as a gift.
Ronan and Martin and Lewis?
Martin and Lewis. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. But I did. Let's see. Is there anything else?
Oh, I love this cake. You know, we had a cake of the Brick House. But this,
I know you did.
But this is a little more detailed. This is good.
This is the studio with all the studio furniture.
They even
furniture
got the set and the back there, the balcony that they're on in New York City. I have, as I'm sure you do, lots of fond memories of Regis. I just think he's the greatest.
I do, too. He was standing in the corner backstage just for a second when no one was there, and I snapped this because it almost looked like he was biting his lip. He had said break down and cry.
Yeah.
And I guess he's probably just thinking about the millions he's made and that they're in the bank.
He's going, I'm rich and I got lots of time now, finally.
Yes.
Finally, a picture of you with the man of the hour.
With Reed.
Yeah. Wow.
I said, Michael, I must bring greetings from Leo Laporte.
Oh, good.
And he said, is Leo unbelievable? Have you seen what he's done? I said, yeah, I know.
Michael Gelman said that about this?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. He said, you know, we like to book him on the show, but my God, he's always so busy. I said, well, sooner or later, it'll work out.
Asked me to come on next month, I'm in Paris for a week.
You know, so Leo, I fibbed just a little. I said you had retired. I hope that's okay.
Leo has retired.
I could have been. At first, I was going to say you died, and then I thought, you know, that's mean.
Now, Dick,
that's mean. I just said,
I know you want to get back on that show, but that's just a little much to say
anymore.
No, we're gonna. I think we're gonna do it after CES because I will have so many more things to talk about then.
Oh yeah, it'd be perfect.
Yeah,
it'd be absolutely perfect.
So I think that's the plan. But anyway, yeah, and I love Kelly. And I think she loves me.
She's great.
I think she actually is in love with me. I can never figure out why they keep
that. I'm not sure about that. And you know, another thing about that was Kelly was saying, and she was on the verge of crying, was that the very first show they did, as they were standing, walking down the hallway to walk on the set live, she said to Regis, "I am so nervous, I can hardly stand it." And Regis hugged her and said, "Listen, it's going to be fine." And as they stepped out on the stage, there was a big standing ovation, and Regis turned and said, you see that? This is all for you, Kelly. This is for you." And it was the same time when I was on screen service the first time. I said, "Liam, I'm so nervous." And you said, "You hear that applause? It's for me, but you are my friend." So it's the same kind of warmth that I expect that Regis, that Kelly will give you when you get there again.
She, you know, I tell this story and nobody believes me. But the last time I was there, I was sitting in the dressing room. They actually, for the first time ever, put my name on the dressing room door, which was very touching, very moving. I don't think they knew my name before that. And she saw me. She walked by and she saw me and she said, she threw her arms wide. And she said, "Immortal beloved," and gave me a big hug.
Wow.
I know. I think she thought I was Michael Bublé. And then what's weird is she gave me this candy, this red heart-shaped.
Oh.
So I think.
You know, that's the kind of thing someone just doesn't pass out.
Usually, I think she's madly in love with me.
I think she is.
Yes.
I think she is.
I like that title so much. That's what I have Siri call me now, Immortal Beloved. You know, what the hell?
Yeah, you know what? I won't show you the red heart I got from her yesterday.
Oh, stop it.
I'll just put this aside.
I've been saving this for a year, but I guess I'll eat it now.
Oh, okay.
So there. So is there a theme to today's program?
Let's see, a theme. Not really. Just more gadget.
Well, start with gadget number one, will you?
Okay. All right. So now you probably know what this is, right?
It looks like an iPod Touch. In fact, I know that because you don't have an iPhone. You always test
that
stuff with
correct.
The iPod Touch.
iPod Touch. Okay. Mm. Now, what might this be?
What the hell is that? It looks like an Android phone.
Yeah, and it almost looks like another Touch, doesn't it?
Well, it's similar, yeah.
It's similar.
That's what Apple's been saying all along.
It's almost the same size, a touch higher and a
little
touch
bigger.
Thicker. Probably more the size of an actual iPhone. All right, so this is from Kingston, and it's called the Y Drive.
Like, as in, why buy it?
No.
W-I,
like in Wi-Fi,
okay.
But Y Drive. Well, buy it or not, I'll tell you about it, and then you can decide.
All right.
Okay, so the Y Drive comes in 16 gigabytes and 32 gigabytes, and solid-state flash drive. And so plug it in the computer, charge it, then drag your files to it.
Oh.
And then this is it when you have it, like my Touch is it was a gift, so it's the was the littlest memory, which I think is 16 gigabytes on the littlest Touch, so it's pretty much filled up. So you drag your content to this guy, the Y Drive, and then when you charge this up, you get 4 hours of battery life. Then you download the app to the iPod Touch, which I did, or any Apple device. Then you go into settings and find Y Drive. And then all the content on the Y Drive becomes available on your iPod Touch.
What?
Yes.
That's kind of cool. How big is it?
16 gigabytes and 32 gigabytes.
So this is one of the issues with the iPhone and the iPod Touch is they don't have expandable memory. They don't have SD card slots. So this is a way to give it an effect.
This is a way around it. Now, you know, we talked about the Go Flex a couple weeks ago from Western Digital. So you can get a lot more memory for less money, but this is solid state.
Tiny.
So it's a very, very small package. And it's not outrageously priced. 16 gigabytes is $79.
That's very reasonable.
Actually. On Amazon. And 32 gigabytes is a better deal at $99 on Amazon. But the other thing is it can stream to three different devices at the same time. So they were saying that put content on this and your kids each have their own iPod or Touch.
And they can all watch the same. Do you have to all watch the same thing or it could be different things?
No, you can watch three different.
Wow. So you have that in the car. In fact, keep that plugged in. It uses a mini USB connector, I presume, or micro.
It is mini USB.
So you keep it in the car. You keep it plugged in.
Life with it just by itself.
Yeah, but even then, you can keep it plugged in, have the car.
That's right. Yes.
And the kids get in the car, and they can stream stuff off of it. I think that's incredible. But you have to have the app, right? I mean, that's how you can access it. It's not.
You need the app, and Android is coming. Right now, it's just iOS.
That's
so, but the app's free. So once
is it only for streaming media? Could you copy files from it to your?
They said you can copy songs, files, photos, and you. You know, I accidentally copied a movie that was WMA
right.
Wouldn't play, but my MP4 video played fine.
Yeah, so you'd have to put iPad or iPhone or iPod compatible.
Yes, until evidently there's a software upgrade coming. I don't know exactly when it will be also for Android.
I got to get this because this would be great for an iPad too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very interesting. So that's called the Y Drive from Kingston.
From Kingston, exactly.
I like that. Gadget number one is ancient history. Gadget number two is the cool, hot new thing.
Yes, it's the video of the week.
Hey, that was good. We kind of like almost did harmony. Let's do that again.
Video of the week.
All a Maz made us try to end the giz whiz.
Let's do it one more time so I can get this done right. That's the video of the week.
Yo, Dickie Bartola, Maz Meta, try to end the giz whiz. So you're doing a job. You really need help. You need a helping hand. There's no one else around. But you have Tool Bandit. Rare earth magnets. Yes, there are friends. So you're going up the ladder. What do you need up there?
It's like a blood pressure cuff.
Yeah, you need a hammer. Hey,
what?
That hammer's going with us.
It's
pliers.
A big magnet.
Oh, of course. Pliers, they're going with us. What else do we need? We need a screwdriver. Yep. Screwdriver's going with us. Yeah. You know, changing a light bulb is not that easy. We need a file. The file, yep, the file's going with us. What else do we need? We need some screws and nuts.
Things?
Yeah. Screws and nuts. Yeah, they're going. Oh!
He fell over. I can't lift his arm.
Did that go right through my arm? Anyway, Tool Bandit can hold up to 25 pounds, but your arm may not be able to. And you know what? I think there's a water pipe under the floor because I can't move my arm. Anyway, Tool Bandit, go to gizwiz.biz. And I'll give you a link to a place to buy it. Ah! Oh! Medic! Medic!
you raise an interesting point.
There's a series of magnets in there.
You could put enough weight on there to make yourself fall over.
Yeah, exactly. You know what? If you're going up a ladder and you want to take some screws and nuts and maybe a screwdriver with you, this thing would work. But I mean,
be careful.
It's big and has a lot of magnets in it. I didn't dare bring it to show it to you on camera because I'd probably erase everything around here. It's only $7 on Amazon, and it's called just type in Tool Bandit.
You just got to laugh because it's obvious that somebody was high. And got an idea. They wanted to climb up somewhere, and they got an idea. Oh, I'll just make a giant magnet cuff for my arm. And then I mean, it's just crazy enough. It might work.
And it did. I assume they're selling them.
Did you see this at a home improvement show? Or?
No, it was one of those deal of the day things. You know, I subscribe to all of them. And one day the deal of the day was, get this. And I thought, oh, this I've got to play with this. This could very well be a video of the week.
Wait a minute. Here's Billy Mays selling it. That's interesting. There's a picture of Billy Mays wearing the Tool Bandit.
Okay.
So that just
shows you.
Of course, the As Seen on TV price is $19.95.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, you know what? This is probably what's left in the warehouse.
Yeah.
That's $7.
Yeah.
Actually, if you don't have a celebrity endorsement, then it's $7.
Wow. Safe, efficient, and convenient. You could also, and this is a good point. You don't have to put tools on it. You could put screws and nuts and bolts and maybe
If you're... You hammering stuff, just throw a bunch of nails on there. It's very convenient.
That would be convenient, actually. Because I'll put those in my mouth, and I just...
You know what? If you're a kleptomaniac, this is perfect.
Oh, walk through a store and just see what you catch.
Yeah, just lean up against counters.
Not everything...
I didn't steal it.
Not everything is magnetic, though, right? I mean, did you try all your tools? Does everything stick to it?
Pretty much everything. The scissors, wrench, pliers.
Huh.
Yeah. I walked by the refrigerator. It almost sucked me in. Pulled the door right open.
The Tool Bandit. Hey, before we go any further, let's talk a little bit about Ford, and we'll get our third gadget. I've got to turn the table Tuesday. I'm actually wearing it. Just to give you a little hint. It's something I'm wearing right now.
Okay.
But first.
Hopefully above the waist.
No, well, I'm not saying.
Okay.
I'm not saying a word. But first, a word from our friends at Ford Motor Company. We're polishing the blue oval. I love Ford. I love their technology, and I have to say, I'm so impressed. We talk so much about Ford Sync, and I always forget to just point out the most important part of Ford Sync with available My Ford Touch. It's the nav, the GPS. That's really, you know, why you buy a system like this to start with, is to get you from point A to point B. And I've always thought that the GPS in my Mustang, my 2010 Mustang now, is the best I've ever used. Better than in any other car I've ever used. Better than a third-party aftermarket, absolutely. And now they've made it even better. It's now, because of Sync services, even more useful. You could put your phone or buy a standalone GPS, put it in your car. A lot of people do that. But there's something about integrating it into the car that gives it more features. For instance, when I run low on gas, you know, at 50 miles left, the car says, you know, you're low on gas, get some gas, light goes off, and the GPS changes to show gas stations. So until I get a refill, every gas station I pass by, it's almost saying, you sure you don't want to stop? You sure you don't want to stop? You might want to stop. You can even, by the way, get gas prices, but that's a story for another day. The Ford Sync services now give you, besides turn-by-turn directions, directional arrows on the screen that are very easy to see, but also a business search of over 40 million businesses, and that includes telephone numbers. You can press a button and call them. Business information, of course, turn-by-turn directions. And this send-to-sync feature is fantastic for people like us who are kind of geeky. It's really cool. You're using Google Maps or MapQuest. You can say on your home or office computer, you could send it to your car. You send it to Sync Services, and then when you get in the car, it's there. You can also save your traffic directions and information about your trip. You can use voice commands to get turn-by-turn directions just by calling up that previously looked-up map. There's even a free Sync Destinations app in the App Store, which gives you a Android or iPhone mobile access to manage your Sync traffic directions and information systems account on the go. So you can have pre-saved home, office, and so forth, and do that all from your computer, from your phone, or on the system. And, of course, traffic updates sent to your mobile phone from text messages. It's all designed to keep your hands on the wheel, your eyes on the road, and to get you where you're going safely, quickly, and easily. It is just one of many amazing technologies that Ford's putting in their new vehicles. The 2012 Ford Focus, of course, has this. That's my next car. The electric Ford Focus, when that comes out, I can't wait. I'm dying for that one. Just love it. Everybody, take a look. Ford.com/technology, or better yet, drive one at your Ford dealer today. Item number three, Dickie D.
Item number three, the emergency phone dialing system.
Ooh.
This is pretty clever. It's called the Ampli 600, A-M-P-L-I 600. And this is a system where if you want to have one of those I've fallen and can't get up situations, you don't need a service. So this is how it works. So you get the phone, you plug the phone in. You should put in backup batteries, otherwise everything else you program will be lost. So you put in the batteries, and then you record the emergency outgoing message. Then you put in 6 phone numbers that
friends, relatives. I love this.
And then the person, it comes with two emergency, it comes with one for your wrist with a little emergency button, and then another one, a lanyard with an emergency button.
This is brilliant. You so you just like push, the, just like the alerts that they sell, instead of a service, you're wearing the button still, but it calls from your phone.
It calls from your phone. Now, at first I thought that this was a terrible drawback, but actually it's not so bad. I have a very long outgoing phone message. So the first number it called was my home, and I didn't pick it up. And by the time the message finished playing, it had already gone through the emergency message, even though it repeats it 3 times. But then it hung up. It knew that no one live heard that, and it dialed my cell phone, and I answered that, and I heard the emergency message. And then I'm thinking, this is actually a good thing, because you don't want to leave a phone message for someone in the hopes that they're going to hear it. So it's better that it keeps dialing until it gets a live person. And now you should tell your friends about this, because this is a really neat feature. I didn't get to try this feature, but it's very clever. You tell your friends that if you get this message, push any button on your phone. That does 2 things. It stops the machine from calling the next emergency number, and it automatically turns on the speakerphone in the home of the person who sent the emergency signal. So now, if they really are on the floor, you can talk to them over the speakerphone, and you can hear their response, and they did not have to go to the phone to do this. I think it's pretty clever. It's also very reasonable. I mean, the list price is $200, but on Amazon, it's between $90 and $100, depending on what.
Even Harris that makes this charges $150 now, so.
Oh, okay.
It's reduced price, but still cheaper on Amazon. So get it on Amazon.
Right. Yeah. Then you can boost the volume. It has a tone control. So if you're a little hard of hearing, you can vary the tone so it sounds better to your ear. It can ring up to 52 decibels. Oh, no, enhanced ringing up to 95 decibels. When it rings, it also sets off a strobe.
Whoa.
So if you're a little hard of hearing, you can also see the phone blinking.
This is what's great about being a baby boomer, that we're all now going to be old, right? And it's this huge cohort of people.
And I have not bought into that theory.
And so the whole world.
I'm quite shocked to hear that you are buying into that.
What theory? That we're all going to be old? I think it's a pretty much accepted.
We're all going to get old one day.
I think it's an accepted fact. But what I just think it's interesting, okay. You're going to see more and more devices like this hit the mainstream as we baby boomers hit old age.
Isn't it 55% of the population is over 55 or 60?
Wow. Well, you know, one of the reasons I'm thinking about this is in 11 or 10 days, I'll be 55. So I'm going to get my AARP card. I'm so excited.
You're not getting it yet? I thought they were doing it at age 50.
Are they? Oh, I could have had it all this time.
Right.
What?
My favorite thing about AARP is when they redesigned their magazine. The editor said, "The last thing in the world we want is for people to think that ARP magazine is for old people,
just retired people."
Yeah, right. Yeah, no, it's for kids now. It's ARP for kids. Is their
Quint in the chat room says by 2029, one in every five people, 20% will be over 65. And that includes you and me, Dick. Actually,
yeah.
We'll be dead. But, that you know, that's over 65, I think.
Oh, well, we'll still be counted. That's all that matters.
17 years from now, I will be well over 65. Yeah. 10
but
years
we'll
away from
we'll still be doing the weekly, daily, or maybe by then it'll be the yearly, monthly, weekly, daily.
Well,
who knows?
I'm excited because in 10 days I can start using the senior citizens discount at the grocery store every Thursday. So that's the main thing.
Isn't so you have to wait till Thursday, just one day a week?
One day a week, I get, what is it, 10, is that Petaluma Markets, 10% off, right, if you're 55 or older. And you know, it's depressing.
Yeah, but you know what? Unfortunately, it excludes salads.
It probably does. The funny thing is that for the last 3 years, they've been saying every Thursday when I shop there, discount? And I say, not yet. And I'm just very excited that I will get the senior citizen discount in just 10 days.
Oh, someone in the chat room says auto insurance goes up at 55.
I thought it went down because aren't we safer drivers?
Yeah, because you drive on the sidewalk and you'll never hit another car.
I'm getting one of them carts, by the way. Definitely getting one of them carts. All right, Dick, there we go. That is it's from G-Mark, G-E-E-M-A-R-C, the Amplified Emergency Connect phone, the Ampli 600, that will also call the world and say, he's fallen and he can't get up. Right?
Yes.
Yes. And now if you do the honors, I'm going to show you what a young and vital person I am with my turn the table turkey. Dick?
Hey, Dick DiBartolo, hey. Maz Maddest, Rido, hey. And GizWiz. One day a week, and it's been getting better and better because, frankly, it could not go in the other direction. We do turn the table turkey.
It's a tweeting truss.
Oh, you did that.
Thank you, Stephen. Turn the table turkey time. Hello, Dickie D. This was a tough day because I have lots of new gadgets in-house. I've got the Kindle Fire, which I'm very excited about. I've got a new Windows Mobile, Windows Phone 7.5, Samsung Galaxy S that I'm very excited about. I want to talk about that. I mean, I have gadgets galore here. But I did promise last week that I would talk about something called the Up.
The Up. I'm very anxious. It's like a new gadget from the people who do so many headsets.
Well, Jawbone. We've been a fan of the Jawbone Bluetooth headsets for some time.
Oh, and Leo, the speaker system that I gave you from Jawbone.
Oh, I love that. What was that
called?
What
is it? Boombox?
Yeah, I love that. Do you ever want
Jambox,
that? Jambox,
I think it is.
You want that back?
Yep. No.
I love that. So you're right. They've kind of been branching out from Bluetooth for some time now. But this is really quite a departure. The Up is this bracelet that I'm wearing right now. It's kind of a rubberized bracelet. You might be mistaken for a Livestrong style bracelet. You get them in the size that fits your arm. It's easy to get on and off because it's just a stiff piece of rubber. But this thing is kind of... Well, you've heard me talk about the Fitbit before. This is in the same vein. Well,
11 of them you've lost, right?
Yes. Well, and one of the reasons I was interested in the Up is precisely that. The Fitbit, which goes on your belt, it's like a traditional pedometer, is very easy to lose. And as you said, I've lost two already. I thought I lost the third one, and then I found it in my pants pocket. So I do have a Fitbit.
Oh, who would look there?
Yeah, the last place I was looking. Maybe they're all in pants pockets. But the Up... the idea of the Up is that it's on your wrist, so it's going to be a lot harder for me to lose. And I like that feature of it. Now, so it's a pedometer, just like the Fitbit. It measures your steps. It also, like the Fitbit, measures your sleep cycle. So when it's time to go to sleep, let me just show you the band. By the way, I've already lost the cap.
You are something
that
else.
Goes on this, but I've ordered three more. They're $3 each. I guess the first one's free, and then you'll sell them for three. So I'm going to put the cap on there again. But one end of it has a capped audio connector, and I'll show you what you use that for in a second. Okay. And then the other end has a button. And when you're going to go to sleep, you press and hold the button, and it goes into sleep mode. You can't see it because it's kind of dim, but there's a little flower that lights up blue to say you're in sleep mode. And when you're done sleeping, you press it again, and it goes back in green, and that's wake mode. You also press it and twice and hold it if you're going to go exercise. So you tap it and then like that again, and then that goes into exercise mode. Now, I know that's a lot of commands, but the idea is you're giving the bracelet some information about what mode you're in. It's still going to measure the same thing. Like the Fitbit, it measures motion. The Fitbit also, the new one, the Fitbit Ultra, measures measures altitude. This doesn't do that. But this does something that I kind of like. So the Fitbit, both of these are $99. The Fitbit is wireless. So every time I get near the wireless receiver, which is connected to my computer via USB, it communicates to it and gives it the number of steps I've taken, my sleep patterns, and all of that. This device doesn't have any wireless features at all. It has an iPhone app. So there's pros and cons on that, but I think some people will be very interested. And that's what this audio plug is for. It goes into the audio jack of the iPhone. No Android app yet, by the way, just iPhone app. Goes into the audio jack of the iPhone, and then there's the Up app. I'm going to launch that, and I'm going to show you how we use Up. So when I connect this, and you can connect it as many times as you want, it by the way, goes about 8 or 9 days, they say, on a battery charge. Maybe 5 days for me, but that's not so bad. You just charge it every few days. This does not charge it, by the way. I should probably explain that. You get a special little USB dongle. Charges very fast, though. Charges in, seems like, half an hour. That the audio plug goes into, then that goes into your computer or into the wall, and it'll charge it up. We're going to plug this in here, and I'm going to synchronize it, and I'll show you what happens. So plug it in. Press the sync button in the Up app on the iPhone. I bet you they'll have an Android app at some point. And then press the sync button. Turns the headphone volume up and now syncs up. Just took a couple of seconds. Gets all the data out of the Up bracelet and you can put it back on. And let me show you what that data is. Of course, it's your number of steps. Press done. And you can see I've taken 2,203 steps today. But there's some other stuff on here. Last night, my sleep pattern. This is if I turn it sideways, you'll see the graphs of all the things that I've been doing. So this is last night's sleep pattern. And just like the Fitbit, it measures three things: wakefulness, light sleep, and heavy sleep. And the idea is heavy sleep or REM sleep. You want the most amount of that, the least amount of wakefulness. And then it'll grade your sleep quality. I didn't have a very good night last night, 59%. I was up a lot. But if I go back a few nights, I had 100% night the night before. It's probably why I didn't have such a good night last night. I slept too well the night before. And let's see, November 17th, 18th.
What are the red bars, Leo?
That means I was awake. So this is when November 17th, 100% sleep quality, 3 hours, 49 minutes of REM, 4 hours and 27 minutes of light sleep, and about 43 seconds awake. That's pretty good. I'll take that. This also, notice, has an alarm. It tells me when the alarm went off. This is something the Fitbit doesn't do that I really like. We've seen this before. Remember those blinders that I had that would wake you up slowly when you were...
Oh, Lumi mask.
The Lumi mask. This you set an alarm, and you're going to set the alarm on this within a half an hour period, okay? So let me go back to the app and I'll show you. And it will watch your sleep pattern and then tell you, wake you up with a buzz in your wrist, which is not very, it's enough to wake you up. It's a smart alarm. So I set my alarm for 7. It says your band will wake you up between 6:30 and 7, no later than 7. And it'll do that based on when you're in a light sleep cycle. The theory here being that if you wake up in a deep sleep, from a deep sleep, if an alarm wakes you up, you're going to be groggy and cranky. So it wants to wake you up when you're kind of tossing and turning and kind of awake, right? And and actually, that's worked quite well. So it goes off not necessarily at 6:30, but the soonest it can.
Yeah, that's good.
But no later than the time.
No later than 7, right.
Yeah,
and it does. It goes off by buzzing you. And I don't know, if you're a heavy sleeper, that might not be enough, but it's enough for me. It wakes me up.
So,
Leo, did you say you have to buy it for your actual wrist size?
They have a few different sizes. This is an extra large. They have a sizer on the site at Jawbone. How does it know if I'm in a deep sleep cycle? By the amount of movement. So the theory is if you're in really deep sleep, you're out and you're not moving. If you're in a light sleep, you might move around a little bit. If you're awake, you're going to move around a lot. So it can tell. Now, I'll say there are a couple of issues. I'll bring them up. First of all, I did lose the cap pretty quickly. It's on fairly firmly, but you know, I don't know. I lose everything. Good news, you can buy more caps. I forgot one more thing. So it records sleep. This is the number of steps I've taken. And it shows you a very nice graph. And then this is the meals you eat. Now, this doesn't have a calorie counter or anything, but it just encourages you to take a picture of every meal you eat. And when you do that, somebody keeps calling me, I'm sorry. When you do that, of course, it just adds there. And then it asks you a little later in the day, how do you feel after that meal? And it tracks your feeling after every meal. So the idea being that not only by seeing a picture of the meal will make you more aware of what you're eating, but by tracking the feelings that you have after each meal, you might get a sense of, well, this meal isn't so good. It made me feel kind of tired, that kind of thing. So there's also a friends list, and you can have people on your team, other people who have up bands. And so you see, I can see how my friends slept and ate and so forth. And then they can also, give you challenges or encouragement. So, for instance, because if you look here on my feed, it will show how my friends are doing, what they're eating. Isn't that great? So you can get some support, and you can write text messages too. So I can say, having a hard time, you know, watching my my bread intake, and people will give you encouraging little statements, and they can even give you challenges. So there's quite a few challenges on here. Here's a challenge from 24 Hour Fitness. They sell this at the 24 Hour Fitness clubs. The challenge to work out 30 minutes every day and have 3 low carb meals every day. And when you have a meal or you do a workout, you can apply it to a challenge. And then after a challenge, sometimes businesses will actually give you a reward, a discount coupons or whatever. And some of the challenges are just, hey, good job. 20 glasses of water. So every time I track a meal, if there's water in it, I can say, apply that towards my hydrator challenge. I think the idea here is to not give you a perfect record of how you're doing, give you a pretty good record of how you're doing, let your friends know and have them encourage you as you encourage them, keep track of things, and improve your overall health. So I think this is I like the idea of this. Yeah, I think it does a pretty good job. Now, I said there was a negative. The only negative I can find, and I'll go back in time a little bit. I think a pedometer that's on your wrist is not going to do as well. My dad apparently doesn't know that I'm on the air, keeps calling me. A pedometer that's on your wrist I don't think does as good a job as a pedometer that might be, let's say, on your hip. And I have some workouts on here. This is a good example. Now, this was a half-hour workout. The first part, you could see I'm moving quite a bit. I was on a rowing machine. But it looks like I was not doing anything for half an hour right there. I was on an elliptical runner, one of those where you're moving your arms and your feet.
It did not
register at all. And then this is me going downstairs to the locker room. So I know that it thought here that I wasn't moving at all. And I think it was confused by the fact that it was on my wrist. Somebody sent me an email. They said, Leo.
Yes, I forwarded it to you. They said, put it on your leg.
Put it on my ankle. Now, it's a little small for my ankle, but I'm going to try that. And I bet you it would do a better job if it were on my ankle. I mean, it's not going to fall off. It just doesn't go all the way around. So I bet you it would do a better job on my ankle. Anyway. That's the idea.
That's good.
Yeah, I think it's pretty cool.
You know, you have to be careful who you share with, though, because, like, if you have your friend and you share info and you eat there and then you put, God, I felt terrible after that pot roast.
Yeah, maybe you don't want to share it with people at whose houses you eat.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Dr. Mom's saying that she has the same problem with the new iPod Nanos. They don't use the shoe, you know, for the Nike pedometer. They don't use the shoe dongle. They just do it based on where they are. And I think where a pedometer is positioned definitely impacts its accuracy. You probably shouldn't assume that the accuracy is super good on this, but it gives you a pretty good idea. And I have to say, it matches fairly closely with the Fitbit number of steps and so forth. Maybe sometimes it's a little bit off. It does register me bouncing on the ball as a step. So that's going to count as some exercise. I just think that this is, look, I need to get in shape. This may not be the be-all and end-all, but I do think that we're going to see a whole new category of products that help you monitor your fitness, help you get back in better shape, and just be aware of what's going on with your body. I would love to see this tweet tie into my scale, my blood pressure meter. I can imagine just a few years from now where I'll have one device that will measure all of my vital signs all the time, and it'll give me a pretty good idea of how I'm doing. I think it's kind of, maybe it's a little self-involved, but I think...
Leo, why don't you put one on each wrist, and then you can get double credit.
it does sync pretty well. Dr. Mom and others have reported issues with it. I haven't seen any issues. As you saw, I synced very quickly and easily. I did have one problem at one point. I restarted my phone, and it was fine. This is fun. Now, they say it is waterproof up to 1 meter. On the other hand, water resistant. And I know that water resistance means just that, not waterproof. So I take it off when I shower. I'm not a big swimmer. I suppose if you were a swimmer, that would be something of interest. So I can't say that it absolutely works well in water. I try to keep it away from water. That doesn't seem to me like something I'm going to expose it to. I have heard from some people that theirs have had problems. I just don't take it in the water. It might work a little bit better. You know, so one more thing, one little tidbit. The technology in here that measures motion is called MotionX. And the guy who invented it, the company that invented it, is Philippe Kahn, who anybody who's been around in the computer industry for a while might recognize as the creator of Turbo Pascal many, many moons ago. He was one of the computer industry pioneers, an amazing guy, plays this jazz saxophone, was always fun to hang out with at Comdex. And this is his company, MotionX. It's in a number of technologies. And I just think it's really cool that Philippe Kahn is doing so well. And he also, by the way, he's probably very rich because he also invented critical technology that allows all camera phones to work. He was the guy who created that. So he's a smart guy. He also, the MotionX GPS is my favorite GPS device. So Philippe is quite a success story. It's also in the, I didn't know this, it's in the Nike, it's also, maybe that's why Dr. Mamet works the same way. It's in the Nike device that Apple sells with its Nano. So the name of this, once again, is Up. It's from our friends at Jawbone, who make pretty good stuff. This brand new just came out, and it's $99, and you can get it at jawbone.com/up. And the app for the iPhone is absolutely free. I hope they do apps for Android as well. That would be very nice. And that's my turn the table turkey, Mr. Richard DeCarlo.
Sounds good to me, pal.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I think it's time for a visit to the warehouse and, of course, your letters as the gadget guru himself, Mr.
And today we're going to have our first video letter.
Oh, I love that. Finally, somebody's been heeding our requests. Before we go too much further, though, can we mention our friends at Netflix.com?
Please.
You know I'm a big Netflix fan, and I hope that all of you are Netflix fans. You are, too. I know, Dick.
Yep.
If you have an iPad, if you have an Android or an iPhone, if you have an Android tablet, if you have a PlayStation 3, Nintendo Wii, Xbox 360, almost any computer, you can watch streaming movies for just $7.99 a month. Kind of an unlimited number of movies. I invite you to try it free right now by going to Netflix.com/twit. You get a 1 month subscription absolutely free, and you'll get a sense of how amazing Netflix is. You were talking about Mad Men earlier. We were playing the match game on the air. Great show. All of them available on Netflix streaming. Burn Notice, The Walking Dead, Glee, 30 Rock. How many? I'm trying to think of how many episodes. Whoops, I just started 30 Rock. I didn't want to do that. I'm trying to think of how many episodes of 30 Rock there are on Netflix. I think it's right up to the most recent season. So this is a great way, if you haven't watched a show, to watch it. Is without commercials, just enjoy yourself. Let me just see here. Netflix, 30 Rock. They have seasons 1 through 5. So, yeah, through last year's seasons. Now, the neat thing about this, if you want to watch a show, is you can watch any individual show, too. So it's even better than having the DVD. You get to go through the shows, the show descriptions, and decide, oh, you know, I missed the Christmas special on season 3. Let me watch that, you know. Oh, season 4, remember that great Klaus and Greta episode? Jack devises a plan to take back a drunken New Year's Eve mistake. Oh, that was funny. You could watch it directly. And that's awesome. 30 Rock, just one of many, many shows on Netflix instant streaming. If you're not a Netflix subscriber, try it today, netflix.com/twit. If you are, and I know probably most of you are, tell your friends and family, people who might enjoy this. Oh, man, this is great. Borgia, ooh, that looks like fun. Beavis and Butthead, ooh, that's great drama. Chinatown. Oh, what a great movie that was. When We Were Kings, what a great documentary about Muhammad Ali. I can go on and on. Joe Frazier just passed away, right? That would be fun. It was Foreman, not Frazier. Frazier was the Thriller in Manila. This is the Rumble in the Jungle. Anyway, a great time. You never have to plan ahead. You can always find something to watch at netflix.com/twit. And now, ladies and gentlemen, go with us, if you will, as we take a journey back in time. A journey to a time when things were simpler and gadgets didn't have to be so entertaining. We were content if they just worked. Those gadgets live on today in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away.
Ha-ha!
Them out to play.
Oh,
in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the keeper of the gadgets, Mr. Dick DiBartolo.
Leo, how are you, pal?
Very well, my friend, Dickie D. How are you today?
I'm good. You know, a lot of stuff in the gadget warehouse are items that came, burned brightly, and then turned to ashes.
Like phoenixes.
Like phoenix.
Yes.
Like this show. Yeah. Anyway, so this gadget is pretty nifty. It's been around for 32 years. Now, like you have a bunch of turn-the-table turkeys. What I'm doing is I'm going to do this gadget in the warehouse, and then next week I'll do the newest version. But this gadget in various forms has been produced for 32 consecutive years. Now, you may know the company. The company is Zelco.
Oh, yeah, that sounds familiar.
Okay. Zelco is a family-owned business, and Neil and Adele started 35 years ago, and Adele thought women were getting into the workplace, they should invent a flashlight that would light up a pocketbook. And they started importing flashlights. And then they thought, let's just start building our own stuff. And the very first thing they ever built was
oh, my God, I have one of those.
Book light. And when I told Adele I found one in the warehouse, she said, you know what, Dick? I'll send you one brand new in the original packaging.
Look at that.
I don't know if you remember, but when you bought it, it looked like you were buying a book.
They sold them mostly in airports, I think. You know, I mean, that's where people
would pick them up. Yeah. And it's interesting because she said that back in 1982, bookstores were independent, most of them. And bookstores kept saying, we sell books.
Back when there were bookstores. That's how old this thing is.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And then they found a buyer at Barnes & Noble that said, oh, we'll take a chance on it. And Barnes & Noble sold like 200,000 of them pretty quickly.
Wow.
And soon they were selling in the millions. And it continues today. And she said, we have a brand new version. I'll send you that, too. So I'll do that next week. But it's kind of amazing when you can find something that is so endearing and so useful that it just gets made over and over and over again. So we salute Zelko and the
itty bitty book light. Actually, you know, I still buy and you still buy book lights, but now they're all LEDs. They last a long time. Those things would burn out in three nights. You'd always lose them.
Regular bulbs, and I think they ran on like 4C batteries, right, and they also put an AC adapter in here just for.
So we've come a long way. I mean, the new ones, and everybody's got them now. They work great. In fact, I got one for my Kindle. I mean, they're much, much, much better. The itty bitty book light. Now it's time for a letter. Do you want me to start with the video letter?
Yeah, start with the video. Yeah, well, we need a theme before we can do anything.
Oh my gosh, how could I be so stupid? A letters theme. And now, a letter via video. I like how he looks.
Who is this early old tape?
Wait a minute. I got to rewind because we want to hear his introduction. Here we go.
Hey, Nikki D and Leo. This is this early old tech guy, and I've got a pair of True Focals here, a nice little gadget, and they got six of them up on the International Space Station, specially made for old farts like us that have presbyopia. I seen you both wear glasses at times. So, watch this. I'm going to come up here and stick it next to my eye bone, and I'm going to go...
Whoa! Zoomers. They're zooming.
Focusing. Last classes you ever need. See you guys.
I think he's in the international.
I don't know.
I think he's in the International Space Station.
So are they like $9 million each? Or
you know, the other... But look, where is he? I mean, first of all, the camera must be on the floor. And I believe he's actually in the space station.
Oh, maybe he's in. Yeah, he's floating in space.
So these are kind of cool. So the idea of these is that one pair of readers fits all. You just zoom in and out depending on what you need.
I love that idea.
Yeah.
I have two different magnifications. And boy, if I had a little bar on the top that I could slide back. You know, so if he's listening, I've forgotten his name. Did he sign it?
Here, let's try it again. Here, he said.
Hey, Nikki D and Leo, this is the surly old tech guy.
It's the surly old tech guy. Yeah, at the rural.
I wonder if he would be offended if we just called him Surly.
Surly.
Mr. Surly.
Rural Route 1 in Dunsmuir, Ohio, 100097.
Yeah. Surly, if these are available and not $9 million, will you email us again or email me again? Because I'm very interested. This sounds good.
The pen guy in our chat room said, Surly, that's Siri's husband.
The chat room is amazing. They are so funny.
They're really
it's
good.
Great.
Thank God somebody.
I'll do one more.
Okay.
Bert Walder, B-U-R-T, W-O-L-D-E-R, says, I saw this on Amazon. I thought of you. It lights up, but it has one of the longer product names. We did a show on products with long names. Bert found the ultrasonic ball mist decorative humidifier LED multicolor lamp with rack. But the neat thing is, scroll down and read the product description. Half of it is devoted to warnings about using the device. Quote, don't put your hand above the ceramic disc of the mist maker when it is working. Otherwise, the ultrasonic vibration shall hurt you.
Shall hurt you.
But it is not an electrical shock, it says.
Oh, okay.
Bert says, well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
I want to thank you for all the time and attention you guys devote to the weekly Daily Gizwiz. It's a great way to start my week. Bert Walder.
Oh, thank you, Bert.
Thank you.
And thank you, Dick. We have come to the end of another, yet another gripping edition of the weekly Daily Gizwiz.
You're not retiring, right? I just want to make sure.
I'd love to, but I'm afraid that college bills must be paid. I have a staff of 20 now. They all need to be fed.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Yeah, we crossed the magic 20. Can you believe that?
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa. Oh, superfocus.com.
Oh, is that it? Small. Oh, all right. Thank you, chat room.
I'm going to write that down, too.
Yeah. Superfocus.
Focus.com.
And Dick, I know we haven't paid you in 16 years, and I don't want to break that string, so we're going to not pay you for
No, it's okay. Frederick faxes me a check every month.
Yes, that's... You have any difficulty bringing that to the bank, do you?
No. How much are they?
Superfocus, where there's a risk-free trial.
That's a bad sign.
Perfect focus at all distances to the... this. You know what? I might order a pair of these. Now, the problem is I actually wear eyeglasses, so it's not going to help me. Price is under $700.
Oh.
What?
No, I'll just continue with my blurry type.
Dr. Dean Adele charges $150. For $700, I can get one in every size, shape, and form.
For $700, I can hire someone to read the fine print.
Yeah. Whoa. Well, I guess a focusing glasses. I'm not surprised.
Yeah. You know, I wonder if those other glasses ever came out that we covered last year at Showstoppers. Remember the automatic glasses?
Yeah, those are really cool. And it's been a year now, hasn't it? They said they would be out by this summer. I know that they had to convince the optometrists to order them. So, I'm curious. Maybe we'll see them again at CES. We're going to do Showstoppers again this year at CES. You and me.
Yes, we're doing the weekly daily. So actually, that Tuesday, we'll be taping the following Saturdays.
Right.
Weekly daily gets with. Right.
Now, I do have a question for you. You want to work Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve?
Oh, sure.
Me too. I got nothing to do.
No, me either.
Okay.
And that way the chat room will have pity on us and we'll get gifts.
You know, we should do something special, though, maybe like for Christmas Eve. Maybe we could do it from a Kmart store and we could watch the last minute sweaty husbands trying to find a gift for their wives in the last.
Oh, okay. I was thinking of doing it from a manger, but your idea might be.
A manger? Ah, that's good.
Yeah.
If there's no room at the Kmart, we'll go to the manger.
Yeah, exactly. There's room there, pal. Or the Metro. Why don't you just go to the Metro?
You know, I think the Metro's closed, Dick. I don't know where we're gonna put you up.
Oh my word.
Yeah, shocking, huh? That was the cute little shabby chic hotel. Actually, you hadn't stayed. The reason they went out of
business. It was more shabby than chic.
You wouldn't stay there anymore. That's right. Never mind. Well, you don't care.
No, when I went with Dennis, it was okay because I had another man with me. And it's kind of spooky, you know?
You wanted somebody to protect you.
You never see a person. No. There are no people.
There are no people there. In fact, when you check in, you pick up a phone on the front door and you say, I'm here. And they go, and they buzz you in. And somebody says,
When I went, they said, the day before you leave, you will get a combination to the front door as an email. Open the combination, and you will find a key to your room. It's like I'm talking with Charlie's Angels.
There's nobody there. They put the key in a little pouch to the right of the door. You go in the door, and it says, you know, Mr. DiBartolo or whatever, and there's your key, and you go up the creaky stairs, and it's like one of these old iron keys, and you open the door, and there it is.
Big skeleton keys. Yes, exactly.
It's the strangest place, but it is out of business. This is the little hotel down the street. I think they went out of business.
And then on the website, they have a picture of the cafe with candy and things. Yeah, the cafe evidently has been closed for 5 years. And when you come down in the morning, there's a pot of coffee on the counter and an Entenmann's coffee.
It's very spooky because there is nobody there. It's really true.
No, turn your head and you turn back, the coffee pot's filled again. So a ghost must run it.
And for some reason, completely unaccountably, on their website, they have a picture of a French taxi and a gargoyle from Notre Dame. Neither of which appear at the Metro Hotel. So don't try to make a reservation. It's the strangest.
You may check in. But you don't check out.
Strangest. There's never any people there. Dick, thank you so much. Great fun. Have a wonderful week. What are you doing for Thanksgiving? You're doing the pineapple upside down cake?
Doing the pineapple upside down cake. Dennis is going to make a turkey breast, and we're inviting all the neighborhood dogs in.
Wait a minute. This is the music on the Metro Hotel website. We can deal without that.
Oh, so.
Wait a minute, Dick.
They're closed, but they take reservations.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They'll take your money. Just they won't give you a room. So, Dick, let me get this straight. You're not even making a whole turkey. You're making a turkey breast.
Just a turkey breast.
So is it?
I'm
just,
not making it. I'm not. Dennis is
going to. But isn't this? Are you not? So you're not going to the freelancer's dinner this year?
No, the freelancer's dinner has come to an end.
Oh no.
Yeah, it has.
Oh, that's sad. What? Why?
Because too many freelancers. So poor from freelancing that they can't even get together for a meeting.
Oh, my goodness.
Actually, the head freelancer has moved out of town, so.
Wow, that was something we've been looking forward to every Thanksgiving for the last 5 years.
Well, I'll have Thanksgiving in the chat room.
So it's just going to be a small,
a small, small gathering, a small gathering. Wow. But Joe Balonis, who I met through Twit and a big fan of the show, invited me, and Eva was there last year. Mm-hmm. He does a pre-Thanksgiving dinner at Isabella's restaurant, and right outside the door is where they blow up the Thanksgiving Day balloons. And it is really quite something. So it's great fun. You're right next to the balloons.
Eva loved that last year, yeah. What's going on? Dennis is saying something.
Yeah, Dennis is saying, don't forget Joe's dinner party. But in the time he ran downstairs, I started talking about.
Well, we were feeling sort of sorry about for you guys. You're gonna use a Sterno can and heat up a chicken breast, and that's gonna be dinner. I'd sad, but do
Leo, you can't do that. It's two Sterno cans because it's a big breast.
It's a big breast.
You know nothing about cooking,
Dick. Will you ever publish the recipe for your world famous pineapple upside down cake?
It's on my website.
Oh my God! Really? Gizwiz.biz?
You know what? Did I not activate it? It should be right there. Is it up? If not, after the podcast, I will reactivate it. Sometimes
right
I take.
Now. So okay. Gizwiz.biz. That's the website, and of course, what the heck is it? There it is. Pineapple upside down cake, ladies and gentlemen, right there on the right. There's a link. This is the one he bakes every. Oh, that was. Oh, look at that.
Yeah, there you go.
Dick, you're making me hungry.
Yeah.
Because
Dennis does the turkey. I provide the cake.
Yeah. Yeah. So the key is, of course, you cook it upside down. The pineapple caramelizes in a beautiful way, and it just looks so delicious. And it has butter and. Oh, man.
Yeah.
So that's on
the website. I refined it now so that because my first time I published it, it just said lots and lots of butter, lots and lots of sugar.
You didn't have a recipe.
Could you be more specific than that?
The funny thing is, this is actually the What the Heck Is It contest page.
So, yes, it is.
What is that? Anyway, go there.
It's a refrigerator magnet. Oh, I gave it away.
Go to gizwiz.biz. And to take the What the Heck Is It challenge, find a crazy, creative name for whatever that thing is. It looks like a Smurfs toilet seat, but I don't know what it is. If you figure out what it is, you could win an autographed copy of Mad Magazine, or if you just come up with the most creative alternative. Dick, thanks so much. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, sir, and happy Thanksgiving to you.
Happy Thanksgiving.
And to the chat room.
Goodbye.
Bye.